everybody, it's Jeff Dunham, along with Jeff Rothpan and Matt McNeil, doing our podcast. Hey. Hi, guys.
How's it going?
What is so funny already?
Well, Rothpan was waving his hands like he was on fire.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know why. I see. It's just very exciting to be, you know, live on something. In this pandemic.
Yeah.
It's good to be sort of out of the house, even though I'm still in the house.
Oh. Yeah, and Matt, your dog was barking a minute ago. What's the dog's name again?
Rosie. She's an English bulldog that is very, she lately has become very vocal. I don't know what's going on with her.
Uh-oh. Yeah. But you can also, she can also talk. That's the weirdest thing. I was over at your house without masks. We didn't have masks on. And I was over at your house, and Rosie can talk. You can go, "I love you," and she goes, "Hello."
Yeah.
Right?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's very motivated by food.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. "I love you." It's the oddest thing. And we were watching a thing last night. We're going to be going to Disney World here in about a month. And they were showing, what's the animal park called? Animal Kingdom thing? Area.
Oh, was it that Jungle Cruise or
no, not the Jungle Cruise. Disney World. It's an actual part of Disney World.
Not Disneyland, Disney World.
Disney World, Florida.
Yeah. Yes, Disney World, Florida. Anyway, it's the animal park. I forget what it's called, but they were showing that it's on YouTube, and it's a video of just some of the animals and up close and how they take care of the animals. And they had an elephant in there, and the doctor for the elephant, and they had to do, you know, his annual checkup. And so the elephant was there, and of course he's still in his, it's a structure. And then they have these open places where the doctor can get to the elephant without having to actually be with the elephant and be crushed. Right. And so the main trainer or friend of the elephant was there, and whatever the elephant's name, she says, "Okay, let me see your foot." And the freaking elephant picks up its foot and puts it through the fence doctor can look at it. And then she goes, "Okay, more foot." And the elephant scooted closer and stuck her foot and leg out further for the doctor to get to it. I'm like, what the hell? Wow. And it wasn't a trick. It wasn't some sort of like trick that they were doing. And then she said, "Okay, got to see in your mouth." And the freaking elephant leans forward and opens its mouth and literally did everything but say, "Ah."
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you've seen it. There's a video on YouTube of an elephant that can paint elephants, like with its trunk. Have you seen this video?
No, I haven't seen that. That's so funny.
It will blow your mind. So do a search for it, or I'll try to find it a little later, Jeff, and I'll send it to you. But, I mean, it draws, like, it's not just sort of like, oh, that kind of looks like an elephant. It's literally drawings of elephants that this elephant does. It's insane.
That reminds me, you know, animals being so smart, it reminds me of one of my favorite Gary Larson, the Far Side cartoons. And it's a guy and some dolphins in the water, and he's going, the dolphins are making noise, and he's writing them down, and he's saying, "No, they're just making sounds we can't understand." And he has phonetically spelled out what the dolphin says. It says, "No habla inglés."
Oh. Whatever happened to Gary Larson? That guy was hilarious.
Well, he's married to, who's the broadcaster? What's her name?
Oh.
Look it up. Why don't we have somebody Googling things? You guys should be Googling things. I can't. I have to control all this stuff.
Yeah.
Gary Larson's married to, you're going to know her. Hold on.
I don't have any elephant stories though. I can't believe you both had elephant stories.
Tony Carmichael?
No. What are you talking about? No.
I just typed in Gary Larson's wife.
No,
it says Tony Carmichael.
That's not, it's different. Yeah. It's a different guy. He's
well, there's a guy named Tony Carmichael is definitely married to a Gary Larson.
Really? Okay, this is stupid. We're wasting people's time.
No, really. Gary Larson, the cartoonist, is married to Tony Carmichael, who's an anthropologist.
Okay, something went wrong. No, hold on. Gary Larson, Wikipedia. Hold
Mandela effect.
It is. It's completely the Mandela effect. Hold on. Personal life. Is married. Oh, what is wrong here? Okay, I swear this
spell
is
Berenstain
not...
Bears.
Exactly.
What does Luke say? What does Darth Vader say to Luke at the end?
I literally am getting lightheaded here. This is the weirdest thing.
I have an elephant story.
You had to look it up. What's your elephant story, Jeff?
I used to do a stand-up on the road. I once worked in Reno, and the act that was on before me was an elephant.
No.
Yeah, and if it did poop on the stage, they canceled me because they needed time to clean up before the country singer who I was opening for.
How did you forget this? How is this a story that didn't immediately come to mind?
Yeah, I think I tried to forget it because I remember thinking, wow, I don't think this career is going as planned with this, you know, elephant. I might have been opening for the elephant, maybe.
Wow.
They walked him through the streets up into the hotel. They kept him.
And wait, where was this again? I wasn't paying attention. I was looking up Gary Larson.
Reno, Nevada.
But what was the venue though?
Oh, you know what? It might have even been like Sparks, Nevada, which is right near Reno.
It's getting worse.
But I remember they had to walk this poor elephant through the streets to get him into the theater on stage, and he did a bunch of, you know, he'd stand up and do stuff. But yeah, if he ever went to the bathroom on stage, they had to cancel my part of the show.
By the way, by the way, Matt, may I interrupt here for a second? I'm not recording this.
Okay. You can hit record if you like, but I'll pull it down from the Facebook.
Okay, so we can get it off Facebook and release it as the regular podcast.
Yeah, that should work.
Are people watching this?
Text us because, yeah, this is the first time. It's with the other interviews on my regular podcast, the podcast with people like Jay Leno and Howie Mandel and all that, that it's my fear that I'll finish this hour-long interview and I will have not hit record. Well, with you guys, I give it, you know what.
I can tell you everybody that works in entertainment has had that happen to them at some point in their career, and right. It is devastating.
Okay, let me just confirm with Fausto that it doesn't matter that I didn't hit record, that we can use what's on Facebook right now. Is it going to be lower quality, though?
I don't know. It looks pretty good on my end full screen. I think we're in good. Yeah, Fausto says he can download from the stream.
Okay, all right. Well, back to your story, Jeff. That's a fascinating story. And how many times were you there a week?
I think I was there 2 weeks with this elephant, and I was opening for a country singer. The elephant opened for me.
So. And did you get paid if the elephant pooped, or was it
force majeure with poop on the stage?
Act of God.
But yeah, I'd be on after the elephant, and it was just it was kind of. I felt bad for the elephant because they were making him do things. There was a trainer there, and but yeah, if he did poop on stage, then yeah, they just all of a sudden the curtain came down.
Curtain. So what? Again, what kind of a stage was it? What was it? What a comedy club? What was it?
It was like a normal stage in a Vegas type of stage, but it was closer to Reno.
Okay, so if the elephant pooped, you were canceled. Then they cleaned it up and then brought out the country singer.
Yeah.
So it was listen to Jeff Rothman or cleaned up the crap.
That's right. Guys, this just in, Jane Pauley is married to Gary Trudeau. Is that who you're thinking of?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, wait a minute. What does Gary Trudeau do?
He did Doonesbury.
Doonesbury. Doonesbury, Far Side. Okay, that's
it. Anybody under the age of 40 has no idea who Gary Larson or Gary Trudeau are at the moment.
Wow. Or Jane Pauley.
Or Jane Pauley, yeah. Where does she go?
She's on Sunday mornings on CBS.
Yeah, yeah. No, she still has a career.
Oh, wow.
So you guys want to see something weird? So I was watching, you know how you get on YouTube and you go, I could do that. There was one drawn 3D. You've seen that 3D art where you can draw things that make it look like it's coming off the page and you get scissors and cut things out. You've seen those, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. They're amazing. And so I was on the phone with somebody that I was really bored. I think it was a Zoom call or something. So I remember watching one of the videos and thinking, maybe I can do this. So I know you guys will see this in a minute. Is this going to get in focus? But come on. Oh, focus for
it's
me.
It's still a little soft.
Yeah, a little soft.
The worst part is it's going to be 30 seconds from now where it focuses.
You can see it. Can you see it? No, can't see it.
Oh.
So it's not good. It's not good, but for a doodle with no instruction, just memory, I thought it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Thanks. All right, so I have a very
quit your day job.
I have a very limited amount of time today, and we don't have a real guest because we just wanted to talk about stuff. So that's the podcast today, and I just wanted to show everybody a couple things before we get to. Okay, we'll start with this. We did this just because record albums are hot right now. They're coming back. Vinyl has come back in a big way, and we decided to take two of my specials and put them on record albums. And so here they are. And I know people who are. I'm still going to cover your faces up. Sorry, guys. So you can see the back. Yeah. So this is one of them. This is Relative Disaster, and it's a vinyl album. And you know, I'm sure there's a lot of folks out there who don't even know what that is still, but we can. Up with that one, and we also did Beside Himself, and that was the one in Dallas, and that's when I had a goatee there. And so
you know what's funny is my daughter's all about the vinyl. It's making it's a comeback.
Is that right?
They're
I know 16. That I don't mean to say I was filling the air with a comment. Yes, I know vinyl is hot right now. I just said, is that right? Because I'm trying to get this in focus. But
the best that was on the back of Relative Disaster.
Yeah.
The set list there, it's got like the name of the bit, but then it says in parentheses featuring Walter. It looks like a rap song. You know how they always have like featuring Machine Gun Kelly or whatever.
Yeah. But I'm proud of these, and we don't have them for sale yet. But Matt, mainly because you have to take the pictures and we have to put the ads on my web page. So we have three items today that are not for sale yet, but will be. But these albums are great. And I think in a future podcast, we should actually get out one of my turntables. It's not a record player. It's a turntable. And I think we should put it on there and show what the old time stereo looks like. And, you know, because I have all the old Radio Shack stuff and these giant speakers, and we'll show everybody what it used to be like. Yeah.
You should do one of those in 8-track and like quadraphonic. And
oh, my. 8-track.
Why not? And this, Matt, you only saw this yesterday. Jeff, here you go. It's a patch of Ahmed, and we're thinking about coming out with jean jackets and just some fun stuff with that. So, there's peanut is around here too.
Where'd he go? Hold on.
Yeah, those patches are particularly good. You showed me that yesterday, and it's like, holy moly! Well, detail is awesome.
The guys that are doing it have been around forever. They go. This company goes back to the I don't know how far it goes back, but they do all the military patches,
and they also used to do the peace sign. Well, you guys don't remember this. When I was a kid, the peace sign was a big deal, red, white, and blue, and that was a really popular patch. But every patch from the past 40 years, I think this company has done it. Might have been longer. I should get the facts. But anyway, they're doing these patches, and they're like really, really high quality stuff.
Oh, cool.
And we think jean jackets, you know what I like other than just jean jackets? My boys have them. It's the jean, this part, but then the sleeves are the gray sweatshirt kind of material.
Oh, yeah. That's come back?
Yeah. I think that's come back. I don't know. My kids got them, so maybe for kids, but I don't know. Okay. Yeah. So before we do more merchandise, I want to show you something here. Now, you guys will not remember this. This was a fad when I was in elementary school. There was a version of them in the 80s, but they weren't the real thing, and Audrey remembers them. And it looks a little questionable here, but you guys see those? Okay. Oh. So when I was a kid, they were called Clacker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Matt, the reason I chose those, I got two sets. I didn't choose the blue ones because there's just too many jokes. Many jokes make, right? Okay. So these were called...
You're so smooth, Jeff.
Good Lord. Anyway, in the 60s, when these came out, the late 60s, they were made out of glass. And they would shatter. Then they came out with the Lucite kind. They came out with these Lucite ones, which supposedly... there was still the fear of shattering, but these were fads. I think my third grade year and my fifth grade year. Same with yo-yos. Yo-yos came and went, and everybody in school had one, had them. And these actually take a little skill. They're kind of like the bolo balls, but because I'm a little afraid that these are 50 years old and they might explode, I'm getting out my safety goggles.
That's hilarious.
I got my safety goggles on. So I'm going to show everybody, and you can listen for those listening to the podcast. So it's basically these balls. hitting themselves, right? Let me see if I can turn it towards the camera. But then if you're really, really good, and I can't, all this equipment is here. I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah. Hold on. You can do tricks, right?
But you can make them like bolo balls where they go up and down. Again, I'm, see if I can do that. There's a microphone. Hold on.
What's going on here?
I'm going to do this.
My wife would make me go outside with those.
Kids, don't try this at home.
I'm going to stand up. Hold on. Okay,
I don't know if I'd stay in that room and do it.
Okay. The best part is Jeff is wearing safety goggles. I'm sure the package says ages 4 and up.
Can you see me going blind on my own podcast? That'd be nice. I get my eye get poked out from these things shattering. Okay, really? Ready? Well, Here we go. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Oh, come on. Here we go. I can do it. Ready?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, crap.
Oh, wow.
One more try, and then I'll give up, okay? So for those of you just listening, they're hitting at the bottom, clack, 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 and then you make it so they go top down, top down, top down. Ready? Here we go. Come on. They're turning. Don't turn. Come on. Here we go.
Oh, crap.
All right. If I had more room, I could do it.
Yeah, I'm worried. I'm worried I'm going to hear like a real crash.
The best part about this, though, is it reminds me of all the toys that we had growing up that would teach you a lesson.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it doesn't exist anymore. Everything is made of like Nerf and rounded edges. This is like literally, you're supposed to hit yourself in the head with them.
It's solid Lucite, man. They don't fool around with these things. And they did. Yeah. They finally outlawed them. They finally stopped making them because I think it wasn't the explosions. It was the fact that the kids were hitting themselves in the head with them and getting all kinds of injuries. But we learned. And it's like the same thing with my boys. If there's something hot, I'll say, don't touch that. And if it's really not going to injure them, then I don't worry about it. If they're going to get a little bit of an owie, I shouldn't say this, but if there's a little bit of an owie and they're not really hurt, there was that lesson.
Yep.
And you don't forget.
You don't forget. So, no, I always protect my children. I never let them get hurt. But if there's a little bit of a boo-boo, it's like, okay, so don't do that next time, right? Yeah, Dad, sure. And then they'll go do it again.
But yeah, like my kid's always asking, can I use the hot glue gun? I'm like, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, because, I have noticed with the hot glue gun, and I guess I have fairly tough skin. I've showed you that, Matt, that I can do a hot glue gun at 450 degrees and still grab it and get it off the thing if it's in the wrong place.
It sticks. Anyway, it's a good lesson.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Okay, speaking of lessons, here's another thing we're coming out with. And again, Matt, the record albums you have to take pictures of for the ads on the website. But this is something that we just got the shipment of, and this is my line of hot sauces that are... coming out soon. Yeah. And this is no fooling around here. So
I can't wait to try that one. I've tried the Walter. But
okay. Well,
let me remember,
I got people listening. So let me describe. We'll describe the first one here. This is Jose Jalapeno's hot sauce. That's a very simple name. Uh-oh. On a steak.
That makes sense.
Jose Jalapeno's hot sauce on a steak. And it's the jalapeno Perfect. One. It's green. And it's, this company does not fool around with their hot sauces. It's, they're not from some mamby-pamby state where, it's hot. No, it's not. That's not hot. I've been to states where they go, it's fiery hot. And you order it and it's like, this is mild. Come on. But this company does not fool around. All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the Texas talking, Jim.
Oh, cool.
And that's where this is from. Then there's the Walter, Matt, you've had this. This is Walter's Shut the Hell Up hot sauce. Oh no, it's Walter's Shut the Hell Up. It's Walter's Shut the Hell Up and Eat It hot sauce, right?
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, I'm a big fan of the habanero and you get a bottle of hot sauce. Usually it lasts years.
Yeah.
That sample bottle that you gave me literally in my house was gone in 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah. Because there's a good bit of garlic in here and it's not fooling around. These are not for the faint of heart, but
that's good.
So those are none of them are mild? No, none of them are mild. There's not a mild one in here. But I will say
that that one's not going to like blow your face off.
No, it's not going to blow your face off. But I'll take just if I have a bowl of soup, I'll put in like, a teaspoon maybe.
Wow.
And that's plenty. Okay. Or on chips, just a little bit or whatever it is. It's really good flavor because we poked around and really tried to find some stuff that tasted good. But...
Cool.
But everything's off the table here. This right here is, and I got to give you credit, Matt. I don't like puns, but you talked me into this. This is called Ahmed's Silence But Deadly.
right?
B-U-T-T. Oh. Silence but deadly, right?
You got to do that. It's a hot sauce.
Okay, you got to do that. And then and Audrey was like, no, don't do that. And I'm like, it's just hot sauce. We have to reference the fact that it'll burn your butt. And then it says, and I got to put it right. I got to put it right here. It says, shh, it will sneak up on you. Right. And this is not just marketing. This is not just marketing. The three peppers in here are the ghost pepper, the scorpion pepper, and the reaper pepper.
Oh man.
Oh wow.
So this is, and Matt, you have not tried this yet, and I have forbode you to open that bottle yet, right? Have you not opened it? You haven't opened it,
I have
right?
not. It's still sitting on my, until I take a picture of it, it's going to stay sealed.
No. Oh, you even after you take a picture, you can't open it. We have to be live on the air.
Oh, well, that's what I mean, though. I guess what I'm saying is there's no chance of me opening it at all until after that.
Okay. And, you know,
we try something.
This black thing right here, this shrink wrap, has to be intact, okay? Yeah. And Jeff, you can join in if you want, but we'll have a few people, I think, on a Zoom call, and we'll do it live. I don't know about Edgar, one of my mechanics, cars. Where's he from again?
He's Armenian.
He's Armenian.
But I'm telling you, our friend Fausto, who joins these, he's the guy that you need to get some hot sauce.
Okay.
That dude can eat the hottest of the hot.
Okay. Ooh. But we also want somebody who thinks they can. Because Fausto
that
can.
That would be me.
Okay. No, I think you can. Fausto can. We know he can. And Matt, we know you can. But we got to have somebody who's got this giant ego. We got to find that outlier who thinks, oh, yeah, I can do the hot sauce. And then, and then kill him.
And he's gonna cry.
Of course, yeah. And somebody whose wife doesn't like them and tricks them into doing it.
Oh wow!
Yeah. Or you know what? Or we could find a woman who is great at this too. And I know a couple of them who are really really great with hot sauces, but they won't come on camera. I've already asked them; they won't do it. Yeah.
Oh, so man. Does Audrey like hot sauce?
No, not like this. She will not do it. Will not do it. Does she has tasted all of these, but it's literally like this, the silence, deadly. She will literally take, I said, you have to taste the flavor. And the way you taste the flavor is you literally have a drop. That's it. Oof. But even that will put a hole in your tongue. And so she'll just taste a little bit or mix it with something and taste it and go, oh, yeah, she'll taste the flavor. She is amazing. She has an ability to taste flavors like no one I've ever met in my life. She can take a taste of dressing and go, oh, yeah, that has this, 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 and this, and it needs a little more of this, and this will do that. It's like magic tricks. Wow. It's like she can mix flavors like an artist can mix colors. It's great. And Matt, you know, they came out with the barbecue sauce, the beer barbecue sauce. And you and I both said there's a little something missing there. And she said there's something missing. And she goes, I need to see the ingredients to see the list of ingredients to know exactly where it is that I need to up something. And she thinks she can fix it.
So, yeah, I think it was close. It was just, it needed either just a little kick or a little sour. I'm not sure what it was.
There was
something.
All right, let's keep going. I have a finite amount of time here. So we got the hot sauces, so there's that. Right. And then
actually, before you move on, people are asking, where do you buy it?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. So all of these things that we're talking about, the record albums, no clackers, you can't buy my balls. the record albums we'll have up on the website just as soon as we can do the photographs, Matt. Do you have the record albums? I need to get them to you.
Yeah, no, I've got them sitting on my dining room table waiting for photographs.
For lights. All right. And then that'll be so soon. I'm going to say within the next week, we'll have the record albums up. And I'm going to say within the next week, we'll have the hot sauces up. And they'll be on my website at jeffdunham.com. And I don't know, distribution is what it's all about. So if anybody has a store that wants to carry this stuff, you know, we just haven't done any research yet. We haven't found out what chains would love to carry this. But you know, that one, and for those of you just joining us, the Walter Shut the Hell Up and Eat It hot sauce, and then Jose Jalapeno's hot sauce on a steak. Great jalapeno, all great flavors. Again, those will be on our website, hopefully within the next 7 days. How's that, Matt? Think we can do that?
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. And then the jean jackets or whatever stuff we come out with that has the patches, maybe we'll just sell the patches. I'm not sure. That's on down the line. That'll be more like... fall, I think. Okay, new Funko Pop. We had the peanut Funko Pop. Matt, you don't have a peanut one sitting around, do you?
If you give me 2 seconds, I can go grab one.
Okay.
If you give me 2 seconds. It's literally 5 feet away.
Okay.
That's. I like the combination of stuff that you can get.
What do you mean?
Because, like, you can get, okay, like, this is perfect because if there's somebody out there who says, you know what, I wanted a vinyl album of like, Dunham's work, and I wanted some hot sauce. This is
going to Costco or Walmart where it's the most ridiculous stuff ever.
Yeah, we
get,
like, things that have nothing to do with each other.
Right. Okay, so there's the Funko Pop that we have for sale now, and it just exploded when we came out with it. That's the one with me and Peanut. And then we have the new one, that's the autographed one. Yep, we autographed the autograph one there. Oh, and cool. This one is the one with Walter. And so here it is. I'll try and get it in focus in the camera. There it is right there. I wish I could get a close-up of this, Matt, but I can't because it keeps going out of focus. Why doesn't the autofocus work on the box? There it is. There it is. Okay. So, oh, come on. It's going away. All right. Anyway, in and out. See if I can just move in. Yeah,
little tiny Walter,
and his expression on his face is great. It's really fun. So that's the Funko Pop. And when are we coming out with this? June, I think they said.
Oh,
yeah. So we'll get the shipment in. And gosh, I wonder where they're made. Probably Ireland, maybe. I'm not sure. That's the Funko Pop. That's the new one. And again, that'll be coming out hopefully in June. And you guys will know, and we'll go crazy, and I'll sign them. And my life for 2 weeks will be just signing. It's ridiculous.
Dude, that last peanut one, that was a marathon for you. And that was,
you were there nuts.
Like all day, every day for like 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh. It was ridiculous. I went through, I don't
know.
Do
you know how many you signed?
Yeah. Does your signature start to get crazy after a while?
Yeah, you really have to watch that. And you think the hands get tired, and I don't know why my hands never got tired. I honestly think it's because I've been doing the dummy and the peanut thing my entire life. But I've gone now 14 months. In 14 months, I've done 2 shows, one night, one the next night for the special. And, I'm assuming I still have a voice and still have the hand for working dummies. We'll know soon. And that's another thing. Yeah. The sales for my shows, they're on my website. The sales are going great. We have a couple, one coming up in June. You have to look at my schedule, jeffdunham.com. And you can get tickets. And again, we got to reiterate that, Matt, that my website is the place to get tickets. They're always between 50 and 80 bucks, I think. We try and keep the prices low. And believe it or not, that's low compared to other artists. And if you find them somewhere for 200, 300, 400, 500, and 600 bucks, that's being scalped and it's a ripoff. What else?
Well, no, I'm actually glad that you addressed that because I'm also monitoring comments here, and a lot of people are asking about getting back on the road. Are you coming back to the UK? And sort of all of those general questions.
So, I mean, I can look myself at my own calendar here. I can go to jeffdunham.com. I really don't pay attention. I don't, because we've had so many
reschedules
that I just
postponing,
to keep from wanting to off myself and getting so depressed about not working. I just stopped paying attention. It's like, I just say, yep. Okay. Got to be rescheduled. I get it. The next one's going to be on Saturday, June 5th, Jacksonville, Florida, at the Vistar Veterans Memorial Arena. And that's kind of an outlier too. It's all one by itself, but then there's a few more. June 27th, Prior Lake, where is that? The Mystic Lake Casino. Is that Minnesota? Yeah. Right?
I don't know.
I would have to look.
I got to look that up.
Wait, Montana is MT. MN is Minnesota, right? Yeah. Well, why didn't I know that? What's MN? Minnesota, right?
Montana. Minnesota, yeah.
Minnesota,
yeah. What else could it be?
MT is Montana. Quick, what's Alaska?
AK.
AK?
Yeah, because Alabama is AL.
AL, there you go. Another one, July 10th at Airway Heights, Washington, Northern Quest Casino. So a lot of casinos here during the summer. Mohegan Sun, we got the Ocean Casino Resort at Atlantic City. So a lot of those. But my tour, when we're talking, the big time stuff, these are all big shows. But my tour doesn't start until, looks like, October. Yeah. Back to the arenas. We're at the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines on October 20th, and then it's off to the races, and I see my family 50% of the time.
Right. Yep. Well, and I'll go with you.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. You love opening for 10,000 people.
Well, no, I'll just hang out.
The question is, can we get the elephant?
I know. Yeah, no, yeah. Maybe Jeff could come out and mess on stage, and then we have to cancel the show. God.
Yeah, right. I'll feel like I have to. I'm not used to this anymore.
Well, you know what would cause you to do that is Jeff Dunham's new Achmed Silence but Deadly but Hot Deadly. Sauce.
Yeah, give me that, and then set me out there.
I think Fluffy was telling me that Gabe was telling me that he did a contest with a chip. It's that one chip in a bag. And and people have had contests doing that. So there's one thing that I do not want to do. He said he felt it, if you know what I'm saying, for 3 days after that.
No, thank you.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, and no, I forgot to tell you the other day, Matt, I was trying to eat as much of this Achmed stuff as I could to see if I could take it. And I mean, it's weird where you feel it. There's a little.
Oh no!
It's right in the middle, about where your small intestine, or which is on top, the large intestine. It's about where that large intestine comes out.
Wow!
It's right as I think it goes straight through your stomach into the large intestine immediately, because I could feel that little tiny cramp right there going. I better stop.
Oh no,
man!
Yeah,
TMI.
And then there's some people that can just down this stuff. I don't understand how that works,
dude. Yeah. Some of those videos of like those pepper eating festivals, and contests.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Do you remember the one of the guy that was literally wiping them in his eyes? Have you ever seen that one?
Oh, no.
He
God.
Was
That's
apparently
insane.
his body was immune to whatever oils, whatever it is. Yeah, he could eat them. He could wipe in the juice in his eyes, and that's the kind of they say, you know, where they when they're preparing it in the kitchen, they wear gloves and goggles and oof. Anyway,
oh man.
So if you want,
that's why they call it pepper spray.
Yeah, exactly. I've ever told you that story real quick about when I went to Alaska and I don't know if I told this story, but I went to Alaska and was doing some shows, and I forget where it was. Maybe it was Fairbanks. I can't remember. But you know these macho trips that guys take, men and women. I don't know if women do it or not. Of course they do. But it's these kind of trips where you get on a plane, you pack your backpack, and it's just survival. And this was before all the TV shows like this, where you just the seaplane will then drop you out in the middle of the wilderness in Alaska somewhere, and you survive for a week, and the plane comes back in a week and gets you, right? You've heard of that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's horrible.
I don't know what you call it, but anyway. So I walked into this store, and the store in Alaska had, you know, it was knives and all the camping stuff, and there was an article on the wall, and I was reading it, and it was, you know, only a few months old, and I go, come on, is this true? And the guy goes, absolutely. He came in here to get the stuff right before he went. So here's what happened. So this guy comes up from the lower 48, right? And he's getting ready to go on one of these solo excursions, the, you know, man up, be a man thing, survive by yourself in the wilderness deal. So he goes into the store. He's getting some last minute supplies, and there's some bear repellent pepper spray. And the guy said he bought it, and amongst some other things, and they left. And so he left, and then he got on the plane, and the guy drops him off. He gets out of the plane and is now on shore, and the seaplane takes off, and he's doing, as they always do, one circle to say goodbye and tip the wings. He's circling around. He looks down, and he sees the guy looking like he's having some kind of epileptic fit on the ground, and he lands, and here's what had happened. The guy had the pepper spray, but he thought bear repellent was like off, so he doused himself with it.
Oh no. Oh.
Is that the best? It's bear repellent. You spray yourself with it, and then they won't want to eat you. So that's that.
Wow. Yeah, I hope that they just put him back in the plane. He was ill-equipped to deal with this vacation.
That ended right there.
The bear repellent probably saved him.
Cut your losses, brother.
All right, you know what? I gotta cut it short today. I think, Matt, next week, we're going to be interviewing the characters. The characters are going to be in their own podcast interviews. And so I think Walter is first. But I also think we have to have at some point this hot sauce eating contest. Not a contest, just a demonstration. Or a spectacle. Hot sauce eating spectacle. Wow. That's what it is. And
I'll try it.
Okay, Jeff, you can try
contest
it.
And what do we win?
That extra toilet paper that I bought during the pandemic.
Yeah, get ready.
It's horrible stuff, though. It's like god awful. All right, so I don't know, but Jeff, I'll send you a pack of these three pack, and
thank you.
Yeah, and so okay, so it'll be you and Matt and who else? And Fausto? Maybe that's enough. No, we got to get a woman there somewhere. Some woman who thinks that she's tough too.
You know, I mean, I don't even want to. I don't want to put something out there that's. But I mean, what if we just found somebody that was interested? You know what I mean?
You know what we should do? Here's what we should do. We should also have a contest. So
that's
when people buy the stuff, they send us their videos of them eating it for the first time, but they have to tear the label off on camera. And eat it for the first time on camera. And if they do that, we'll come up with some prize. You know, that maybe I don't know how much, but we'll have disclaimers too that when they have to go to the hospital, it's not our fault.
We're not paying the bill.
Yeah, you're stupid. You were stupid enough to try this. Let me check on all the legalities of this and see if we can do it. And if they do it or taste whatever amount, then they win a prize. And I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
All right, when's it available?
It'll be as soon as Matt takes the photographs and we put it up on the website, right. And that'll be within the next 7 days. But Jeff,
right, I may try to take those pictures today, as a matter of fact.
Okay, so we'll do that. We'll do that live on the air right when we're putting them up on the website. Right?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah. And Jeff, I'll send you this. I'll send you a three pack early because I know a guy.
All right. I had my two shots. You want me to come pick it up?
Oh, sure. I don't care. Come on by. We're good around here.
All right.
All right. This has been great. And again,
can I make a quick plug, Jeff?
Yeah, quick plug.
Friday, we're doing Unhinged in Hollywood Best Of. So be sure to check that out on
YouTube. Hold on. I can do this. I did it three times. Okay. You're right. So we're going to be back. Jeff, I hope you'll be back with us on Friday. The best of Unhinged in Hollywood. And great. Perfect.
Of course.
All right. And that was when I was really skinny. I got too skinny. I look like I was sick.
I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah.
Well, it was Hollywood. You had to.
It is.
Like Kardashians.
You're right. Yeah. So anyway. Okay. Great.
So
that's it. Everybody.
Falco says ignore the scammers.
Yeah. Ignore the scammers. If you get a message on Facebook saying that you've won something or that I need money and please help me because I know you're a fan or any of those things that just don't sound right, they're not right. We're not giving anything away right now. I don't need money. It's been 14 months since I haven't worked. But I've sold my plasma a few times. It's okay. So that's it. So watch out for the stinking scammers. We heard this one story, this woman who was taken for months. She was literally taken for months, thought she was talking to me. And the guy was convincing, and it was awful. And she even sent me money. It's just horrible.
Oh, no.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's and then she contacted us to warn us because apparently the FBI got into it. So, you know, you guys got to be careful. I'm not asking for money. You didn't win free tickets, blah, 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 blah. We will give those things away, but it'll be legit and you'll know it's legit.
We'll hear it come out of your mouth.
Yeah, you're right. It'll come out of my mouth live on the air and not from a stupid email or text. All right. On that note, thanks everybody for joining us. Matt McNeil and Jeff Rothpan, my buddies.
You.
This is always fun. And we'll do it again and we'll have a guest next week. And I think it's going to be Walter. All right.
Cool.
All right. Let's see if I can figure out how to work this equipment again. All right. We got to do the play out music. There it is.
Here we go.
I should have started this a long time ago because it's not, you guys can't hear it. Yeah. It's nice play out music. Yeah.
Okay.
I should be saying something. I don't know what.
Is it on vinyl?
It's on vinyl. It is. So again, jeffdunham.com, going on tour again. A few spring and summer shows are on the website. The tour with the arenas starts up again in October. And it's going to be great. All a bunch of new material because the stuff before the pandemic doesn't make any sense anymore. So it's going to be a whole bunch of new stuff. And it's going to be fun. All right. Thanks, guys.
Cool. All right.
We will see you on the next one.
Yep.